Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Moeller. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke chapter 23, verses 1 through 25. Then the whole company of them arose and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, "We found this man misleading our nation and forbidding us to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Pilate asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And he answered him, "You have said so." Then Pilate said to the chief priest and the crowds, "I find no guilt in this man." But they were urgent, saying, "He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee even to this place." When Pilate heard this, he asked whether the man was a Galilean. And when he learned that he belonged to Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him over to Herod, who was himself in Jerusalem at that time. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him, because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. And so he questioned him at some length, but he made no answer. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. And Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt and mocked him. Then, arraying him in splendid clothing, he sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before this they had been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said to them, "You have brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. After examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." But they all cried out together, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas," a man who had been thrown into prison for an insurrection started in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them once more, desiring to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, "Crucify! Crucify him!" A third time he said to them, "Why? What evil has he done? I found in him no guilt deserving death. I will therefore punish and release him." But they were urgent, demanding with loud cries that he should be crucified, and their voices prevailed. And so Pilate decided that their demand should be granted. He released the man who had been thrown into prison for insurrection and murder, for whom they had asked, but he delivered Jesus over to their will. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. It's one of the greatest miscarriages of justice in all of human history. Jesus has been arrested and brought before the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate. Pilate questions Jesus and quickly declares, "I find no guilt in this man." But the accusations continue. Learning that Jesus is from Galilee, Pilate sends Jesus to Herod, the ruler of Galilee. Herod has long wanted to see Jesus, hoping he would perform a miracle for his amusement. But Jesus does not play along. Herod and his soldiers mock Jesus and then send him back to Pilate. Once again, Pilate announces his verdict. Jesus has done nothing deserving death. In fact, Luke emphasizes this point repeatedly. Three times, Pilate declares that Jesus is innocent. And yet the crowd continues shouting. Finally, Pilate offers them a choice. It was customary during the Passover festival to release a prisoner. Pilate places two men before the people. One is Jesus, the other is Barabbas, a man who had been imprisoned for insurrection and murder. The choice seemed obvious, but the crowd cries out, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas." Pilate tries again. "Why? What evil has he done?" But the shouting only grows louder. "Crucify! Crucify him!" And finally, their voices prevail. Pilate releases the murderer, and Jesus, the innocent Son of God, is delivered over to be crucified. The injustice is shocking. The innocent man is condemned. The guilty man goes free. But if we look closer, we see that this moment reveals something deeper about the human heart. The crowd's choice is not so foreign to us after all. Barabbas represents rebellion, sin, and violence against God's order. That is what the crowd prefers, and by nature, that is what we prefer as well. Scripture tells us that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Like Barabbas, we stand guilty before the divine judge. But here is where the gospel shines clearly in this passage. Notice the exchange. Barabbas is guilty. Jesus is innocent. Yet the guilty man goes free and the innocent man is condemned. Barabbas walks out of prison because Jesus takes his place on the cross. This moment is a living picture of the gospel itself. Jesus doesn't suffer and die because he is guilty. He suffers and dies because we are. He stands where sinners belong. He bears the punishment that should fall on us. This is what we confess in Luther's Small Catechism. Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death. Notice those words. Innocent suffering. Jesus truly is the spotless Lamb of God, and yet he willingly goes to the cross as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of the world. He does this so that guilty sinners might go free. So when we read this account, we should see ourselves in Barabbas. Guilty, condemned, unable to free ourselves. But because Jesus takes our place, the prison door opens, our sins are forgiven, and we are released, not because we deserve it, but because Christ has taken the punishment for us. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God and Father, you sent your Son to take our nature upon himself and to suffer death on the cross, that all should follow the example of his great humility. Mercifully grant that we may both follow the example of our Savior Jesus Christ in his patience and also have our portion in his resurrection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.